So here's the thing. I have a huge family. On my mother's side and my dad's side, both big old black families. Very, very different black families. Polar opposites on many levels, or at least my immediates. But huge. And growing up as what I would say sexually confused child, because up until, you know, maybe age 13, when I was able to go out on my own more and branch out and learn some words and learn some things about myself, maybe a little bit younger than that, probably around 12. Until then, I didn't have names for who I was. I didn't have labels. I didn't understand what it meant that the same physical, sensual, arousal feelings that I felt for boys, I felt for girls. I didn't know what that was. I just thought it meant I was weird. It wasn't something that people talked about. It wasn't something that I saw in the things that I read. It wasn't something that I saw in the things that I looked at on TV. I don't think there are any bisexual characters. Maybe there are now because we're in 2018. I hope there are some bisexual truly represented as bisexual characters that have said that word and said that name on television in movies. That would be fantastic. I don't watch as much now, so I'm not entirely sure. However, you know, in the 80s, nah, son. And in my family, it took my adult life before realizing that in my family, I also didn't see that representation. I don't remember ever knowing of a single distinctly queer, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, any version of queer member of my family on either side. Growing up, you know, as an adult, it's still not really talked about on either side of my family, but there are those family members who you just are supposed to kind of know-ish. You know, it's that vagueness. It's that, which is why I understand why a lot of my family on both sides cringe at how my oversharing self puts all of my business out there. And it's not like I'm doing it on purpose. I talk a lot. I blab. I do these things. And it's just who I am. It's just how I tell stories. It's just how I experience life. And so I talk and I share. And I realize the more I share, the more I need to share. Because the more I share, the more I see how much I was not shared with. Like this, like, I don't know any family member. Maybe I would not have felt like I had to hide and be scared of my sexuality as long as I did if anyone had ever shown me that it was normal and okay. I don't remember that ever happening. I was a young black girl in Baltimore. I went to public schools up until high school when I got kicked out of two public schools and ended up in Catholic school, which is a story for another day. A lot of stories. But I don't remember seeing myself represented anywhere but porn, truthfully. Like, you know, dudes love that girl who will be with the girl and the guy at the same time and get them both off. Like, that's, you know, of course, dudes love that. And so, yeah, that's what I grew up thinking that my sexuality was. It was pornographic, you know. It was not even for my own benefit. It was strictly for the benefit of masturbating men. And that's a hard thing to grow up knowing. Like, that's a hard... Hi, baby. The little one just walked in. I'm recording.
Well, you're recording.
Myself talking. Don't touch it. So, it's it was not a, it felt so sneaky being me for so many years because no one ever showed me that being me was normal. So I am thinking about all this because I just saw a thing saying today is like Gay Uncles Day, like celebrate your gay uncles. And it's like I have so many gay play uncles, like people who came into my life later in life and they were, you know, amazingly and unabashedly, you know, comfortable with who they were. And they were, you know, I've known queens of various types and I've known kings of various types. And I've been, you know, as a teenager, I started going to balls and watching the children walk. And it was, you know, eventually, once I started seeing that there was a community for me, like I spent all of my late teens and 20s in Paradox and Baltimore, and y'all know certain nights were for nothing but the children. Like it was fun and fantastic, and nobody hid who they were, and everybody was fantastic and great and comfortable. And it wasn't like everybody loved themselves perfectly, because we still had to leave there and go to homes where we weren't accepted or weren't understood, or, you know, we still had to go back to our lives. But while we were there, we could dance and scream and drink and laugh and play and have fun. And for a hot minute, you know, just chill and be queer as fuck, you know? So I want to say happy Gay Uncles Day to all of those uncles, all of my friends and the ones who taught me to be comfortable with me, and that I was fabulous and fantastic. And those were the ones that I met at clubs, and those are the ones that I met at bars and walking balls and just out being queer as fuck in Baltimore, because I didn't have that in my real quote unquote normal life. I didn't have gay uncles. I'm sure I do, and I love y'all. If you're out there and you want to tell me and, you know, send me, hit my DMs or whatever, say, hi, I'm here, I'm queer, I love you too, and I would love that. So if there are of them out there, and I have a big family, you know, y'all, reach far, reach wide, tell your daddy, tell your cousin, hey, hit Aunt Mashita up and let her know that, you know, her family loves her and they just as queer as fuck too, but... And anybody else, feel free. But, you know, happy Gay Uncles Day to all the queens, kings, gay uncles, gay cousins, nephews, sisters, brothers, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, all y'all. Represent yourselves and do somebody good and show them that it'll be all right. You know, it gets better.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.